We're joined by Gavin Appleby, chairman of Newcastle Town FC. Gavin, thank you as always for your time, especially over the Christmas period. Being a busy week for Newcastle Town, well, busy post-Christmas. If you could just take us through the events over the last 24 hours, really, from when the full-time whistle went at Leek Town on Boxing Day.
It's certainly I wasn't expecting to be speaking to you this evening, and I think you're probably expecting to be speaking to me. But as is the nature of football, it's always full of surprises, and we've had to make some tough decisions over the last few days, and that's obviously resulted in the managerial change and the appointment of a new manager. Yeah, that's been a bit of a whirlwind, 24 hours or so.
I can imagine. So, was it last night when you made the decision to make the change, or was it you did you give yourself a few hours, like say, make the your mind up this morning?
We had a meeting this morning to confirm it. We've spoke about it previously anyway. Over the last week 10 days, and made inquiries with Neil just to see that he would be available, and we had positive talks with Neil. But yeah, we were hoping that the Paul could turn the recent performances round, but he's been unable to do so, which is why we decided that it's probably best to change now and head into the new year with Neil at the helm.
And how tough as a chairman is it to make these decisions? Because although it's not like the Football League where it's a person's livelihood, we still make money from manage from being involved in non-league football and everything that obviously goes along with it.
Yeah, it's really tough, and it's even tougher if you like the guy that you're dismissing, I would say. And I've got a lot of time for Paul. He's done a lot of good stuff for the club. He's only been here 8 months, but there's been lots of really good stuff that he's done. I mean, saving us last year when it looked like we were going to go, that will always be his greatest achievement. With 3 games to go, we've got two of the top eight to play, Leek being one of them, and I'm sure you remember we went up there and snatched a 1-0 win. We beat Trafford the week after, and that secured a survival from what looked like an impossible position. So we'll always be grateful for Paul for that. He's brought some really good players to the club, and his enthusiasm for the club has been top notch, and I've really enjoyed working with him. He's helped a bit on the commercial side. He's helped us bring a couple of sponsors across as well. We've had good regular communication. So there's lots of pluses for Paul, and we are sorry to see him go, but we just felt the recent form, the recent not just the defeats, but we played particularly poorly. We felt that he was just heading in the wrong direction, and we certainly now sit 3 points off relegation. That's not the target anybody had in mind, and that's not the target that was set at the beginning of the year. So we felt that with Neil's capabilities, that we couldn't pass the opportunity to take Neil on board. And speaking honestly, if Neil hadn't have been available, we might have had a different outlook on him. But Neil was not going to stay unemployed for long, and he would have been snapped up, and we felt that he was the guy that we wanted, so we probably acted a bit quicker than perhaps we may have done to one side. But no, got lots of time for Paul. He handled the news with total professionalism and total class, and he has my respect for that.
Absolutely. And you mentioned about bringing Neil in. How much of a coup for Newcastle Town is it to bring in someone of Neil Baker's experience and also his contacts with the likes of Crewe Alexandra and many other Football League clubs?
I think it's massive, and I think ultimately he's got to come in, and he's got to win some games like any manager. But I think for us to attract Neil, he's been very successful in this league. Make no doubt, if it wasn't for Macclesfield, Leek had probably gone last year. If it wasn't for a couple of COVID years, they'd have gone. And if it wasn't just very small margins in the playoff finals, they'd have gone up and they'd have been in the next league. And he also, the team that's left there, a lot of those players were signed by Neil and coached by Neil. So he's done a tremendous job at Leek, which I think Leek also recognise. I know John certainly does. But I think after 6 years, it's a long time. And I think it's sometimes time for change. We know that feeling itself with the Robin situation. He was with us for 6 years and Neil's been there for 6 years. So it's a long time at this level. You don't see that very often. You know, we're certainly a club that don't like changing manager very often, but we've done that, so I can't say that too much at the moment. But and when we spoke to Neil, he didn't speak about what he'd achieved in the game. He didn't talk about anything of his past. He talked about what he wants to do in the future, and that to me was impressive enough to say, you know what, this guy has got a point to prove. I think he's very keen to get back in, and he would have got back in somewhere. I know there'd been a couple of people speaking to him, and it had been a big miss for this club not to take him on board, we feel. So, we're absolutely delighted to get him on board. He's got a lot of work to do, but whenever you get a job, there's work to do, isn't there? But he's been left a good nucleus of players by Paul.
He hasn't. Finally, his first game, Hanley Town on New Year's Day. How nice would it be to have a good crowd to welcome him to Newcastle Town, and even more so get a victory to start his tenure?
Well, we had an excellent crowd against Hanley last year, yeah. So we're expecting the same. I think we got close to 500, which is a big crowd for us. I'm not sure Neil's going to be in the dugout actually at the Hanley game. I'm not sure what's happening just yet on that. I don't know if he's going to take a game in from the stand or whether he's going to be in the dugout yet. So, his first game might be Mossley in the dugout, but he'll certainly be watching a Hanley game. I'm not sure we've sorted that bit out. Whether he just wants another game to watch. He's watched us twice this season, so that's not a lot. So, the Hanley games, a big game regardless of the fact that we need the points as much as I'm sure they do. So Ron messaged me earlier saying, you could have just waited another week for me just so we don't get that new manager effect. Let's hope we do have the new manager effect. But yeah, it's I just encourage people to come down. I think our crowd have been growing this year, but we could certainly do with more coming through the gate, as you often allude to on your programme.
Absolutely. We always want people of Newcastle to come down and watch you and get behind a fantastic club. Gav, thank you for your time and all the best for the rest of the season, and have a great new year.
Okay, thank you very much. All the best.